Well, Milton, you grew up not too far from here in Long Beach. You went to Long Beach Poly, to a high school that had some very unique individuals that graduated from there. Tony Gwynn, Cameron Diaz, Billie Jean King, Snoop Doggy Dogg. What was it like growing up in that neighborhood that produced such interesting people?
I mean, it was just, you know, it was fun. You know, every day, you know, you go to school, you know, it's known for, you know, getting a good education and just being, one of the top, you know, schools in producing SAT scores in California. You know, so it's always education first, but, you know, playing ball there and just doing a lot of things is just always fun.
Well, I went to the website just recently, and I did notice they put a whole lot of emphasis on education, yet this is a school that has probably produced more NFL football players than any other high school in the country.
Yeah, I mean, it's home of scholars and champions, and, you know, that's what they, you know, try to produce, and the football team's always one of the, you know, better teams in the country, and, you know, it's a lot of guys that come out of there.
Did you play football as well, or just baseball?
I stuck with baseball. You know, football, you know, kind of get hurt and everything, so stuck with baseball, which is a little easier on the body.
Now, we mentioned Snoop Doggy Dogg was one of the guys from the high school and from that neighborhood. Did you see him around the neighborhood growing up?
Not too often. You know, by the time, you know, I got to high school and was graduating, you know, he was like real big superstar status, and, you know, I just caught him on occasion. He came back and played a celebrity basketball game one day with Emmitt Smith and Deion Sanders and like Chris Tucker, a lot of different guys. So, you know, that was fun to enjoy, but I never really saw him too much.
Was he a pretty good basketball player, Snoop?
He probably would say so, but, you know, he held his own.
Your professional baseball career has kind of taken you all over the United States. I think you had a little time at the Gulf Coast, you were up in the Northeast, the South, and then finally you make it back here. In fact, you even went to Canada for a while. What was it like making the rounds as a professional baseball player in the minors and the majors?
I mean, you just, you know, experience, you know, the rough part of being a baseball player, and, you know, then experience the, you know, the glory of the big leagues, you know, playing all around the country, experiencing all different types of people and cultures and, you know, personalities. You know, it's fun. You just get to enjoy and know a little bit of everybody so that, you know, no matter where you go, you can always adapt to it.
Did it make it that much more special then to come back to Dodger Stadium, less than a half hour from where you grew up, to play baseball here? Were you a big Dodger fan?
I mean, I'm a huge Dodger fan. You know, it's just a dream come true. You know, it's one of those things that you never imagine happening, you just dream about, but it just seems like somehow, you know, God keeps blessing me with great opportunities.
And this team this year is a very well-balanced team. It was a team that people questioned the ability to hit the baseball, and that's one of the reasons, of course, they brought you to this team. But what we've seen is not only are there two or three players producing, but the entire team contributes every night.
I mean, that's one of the unique characteristics of this ball club. You know, I've never been on a ball club where, you know, 1 through 9 in the lineup, there's not an easy out. Every day, every night, guys come out and battle. The pitcher's gonna, you know, battle to keep us in the ball game, and hitter's gonna battle to try to put some runs on the board to get a win. And when you have that each and every night, you know, you're gonna have some success.
And when the team comes back from a deficit, not only once or twice, but over and over again, does that give more confidence to you as a team, knowing, hey, we're gonna come through sooner or later during the game?
Yeah, you know, you always like to get out to a lead and, you know, just kind of coast to victory. But when you do get behind, you know, not panicking, knowing you have the ability to put some runs on the board and come back at any time, you know, it always just stays in the back of your mind and keeps you upbeat and keeps you in the ballgame.
And what is it like to have Eric Gagne as your closer in the major leagues?
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it's just awesome. It comes in the game, it just changes. It changes everything. You know, the other team has to feel like, you know, they're three outs away, and it's just a matter of time. And the fans just get into it, and it's just a great baseball atmosphere.
And so what do you think is the potential of this Dodger team? Is this a team that could very well go to the World Series?
I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, all the pieces are in place. I mean, even though, you know, we got some guys down or, you know, a little banged up, you know, we're still playing good ball, and, you know, and everybody comes back healthy, you know, it can be that much better. So, you know, I think it's just a special ball club, and the special things are going to happen.
Your bio says that you take an interest in poetry, that your favorite poem is called A Dream Deferred. What is that poem about, and why does it appeal to you?
You know, it's by Langston Hughes. It was just a poem I read in I did a literacy program in Cleveland one day, and, you know, teaching young people, teaching older people, you know, to read, and I read that poem, and it was just, one of those things that it just stuck out to me, and, you know, just said that, you know, no matter what, you just always keep pushing, and you know, because you never know, you know, you can always achieve what you want to.